In the name of God, greetings to all the economic activists of Iran. I hope you're all doing well and feeling great. We're back with another educational podcast, this time on the topic of customer presentation. In previous episodes, we discussed establishing contact, preparing for calls, and lead generation within the sales process. We've covered the first three stages, and now we're moving on to the fourth stage, presenting to the customer. This episode will focus on understanding the key aspects of this stage. The sales process consists of seven stages, and the fourth one is the presentation of the product to the customer. Let me familiarize you with the term presentation. Presenting means showing or demonstrating a product or service to your audience. It's crucial to know how to showcase your product, whether it's physical or virtual presentation, and how to introduce your product, brand, or even yourself to your customer. A customer is someone with whom you're in contact. So if you have a product or service that you want to introduce to someone you're in touch with, there are a few strategies to consider. First, define your goal for this stage. As I mentioned last week, the overall objective of these seven sales stages is to sell your product. Write down this sentence: the goal is to sell my product. However, each of these stages has its own specific objectives. For example, in lead generation, the goal is to gain customers, not to make sales. In preparing for a call, the goal is to boost self-esteem, confidence, and team morale so that your team is ready and equipped to communicate effectively with customers. In the third stage, which is establishing contact, the goal is to create interaction and build a rapport with the customer, paving the way for negotiation. This will enable us to communicate effectively about the topics we'll present in the fourth stage. Now in the fourth stage, which is presentation or showcasing yourself, your services, or your products to the customer, what is the goal? The goal here is to involve the customer and get them engaged with you. In our previous sessions, we discussed the power words, and I hope you've listened to that podcast carefully. When I say engaging the customer, some may perceive the word engage as a negative term, like conflict or confrontation. But I've repeatedly emphasized that all attributes can be good, and the creator does not create anything bad. It all depends on how you choose to utilize these words. We need to establish a form of engagement so that we can negotiate effectively and have a successful presentation. During the presentation, it's very important to understand the objective. Our aim in negotiation is to describe and explain our product to the customer in a way that captures their attention. They should be fully focused and attentive to what we are saying. I'd like to remind you of Imam Ali's saying, "Listen, understand, believe, and act upon it to attain success." My audience, my customer, may hear me but not really listen. What does that mean? Many of you might have experienced this yourself. You've listened to this podcast for almost 6 minutes now, but was all your attention here? Did you fully comprehend everything I said? Have you believed and acted upon all of it? Each of these stages requires proper focus and commitment. Thus, I need to deliver a powerful presentation. The best place to practice this is in educational meetings. Visit the Art Branding website, go to the meeting section and participate. These meetings are completely free. Watch how others present, evaluate them, note their mistakes, understand them, and suggest solution. Then try it out yourself. As the Prophet of Islam, whom I hold in high regard, said, The easiest thing to do is to criticize. Let me share this with you. The easiest thing you can do is to point out mistakes. You did this wrong. You said this that way. It's not a difficult task. So if you see someone criticizing you or others, know that they're doing the easiest thing possible. Just like a football spectator, they keep saying, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you substitute that player? They just want to find faults. Many people might criticize you, perhaps your family or your friends. They might ask, why did you do this? Or why did you do it that way? But they themselves never step into the field. They never come forward and implement what they believe is the path to success. Instead, they sit back and watch, criticize, and never take any action. They are only there to point out mistakes. My dear friends, remember that finding faults is the easier thing to do. So if you encounter it, don't be surprised. That person is not a genius. Even a child criticizes their mother. Why does the food taste like this? It's as simple as that. Imagine if the mother encouraged her children to criticize her cooking, saying, my children, please find faults in the meal I've prepared. They would come up with countless complaints in all kinds of variations. So know this, finding faults is the easiest thing to do. Now let's see them come and actually cook. Only then will the child realize how difficult it is. The easiest thing is to sit in the meetings and criticize others. There is no need to point out the other person's mistakes and unless they ask for it. Because if they haven't asked, then pointing out faults won't help. Just keep those thoughts in mind for when it's your turn to present. Make sure you don't have those shortcomings when you're showcasing yourself. So, I understand the flaws, but I don't mention them to the other person unless they've requested it. Why? Because they haven't asked for it. Tell yourself that you might be mocked. Remind yourself that finding faults is the easiest thing to do. You've learned it now. Criticism, keep it to yourself. My audience, those who hear my voice are going to find faults with me. That's okay, let them. They are criticizing you for free. Normally, you'd have to pay to be evaluated to see where your weakness are. But here, you have hundreds of people telling you for free what's wrong with your performance. Wanna hear it for free? They will tell you where your problems are and which words to use. I hope you've listened to the previous podcast step by step and practice them. Say, I want to listen. I'm open to criticism. I welcome feedback. Say, I'm going to improve myself. I want to change myself. I want to grow. I need to know where my weaknesses are. To get feedback, put yourself out there, speak up, give speeches, and you'll definitely encounter people who will criticize you. Accept the criticism and work on fixing it. Strengthen yourself. Now, let's get back to the main topic. Sir, we understand that in the presentation stage, our goal is to engage the customer, but what's next? What's your end goal? Your aim is for the customer to become familiar with your products and services, but how can you ensure that happens? How can you get them to know you? If the customer doesn't get engaged or familiarized, what should you do? Because the process is about hearing, understanding, believing, and acting. If they're not engaged, they won't act. If they don't act, they won't understand. And if they don't understand, they won't believe. Let me return to my key point. I previously introduced you to a single word, attention. You need to pay attention to which words have extraordinary power in negotiations to capture the customer's attention and convince them to buy your product. I'm outlining everything in a scenario-like format to ensure proper execution. The presentation stage is crucial. We've spent a lot of money on branding, we've prepared for lead generation, and we've undergone extensive training to establish contact. all in order to sell. However, this sale depends on a powerful presentation to grab the customer's attention. Please ensure that you execute each step correctly. In a presentation, the seller or the company representative should first introduce themselves to the audience, whether to one person or several. Presenting means showcasing what you have. In a presentation, you should utilize techniques related to tone, voice modulation, negotiation skills. You need to decide how to arrange your words, when to raise your voice, and when to lower it. In sales psychology, you must understand which part of the brain you're engaging, what happens in the audience's mind that ultimately leads to a sale. The customer buys from me after all these considerations. Sales is a science that requires you to try to establish connection with your audience. Engagement must happen within the first 6 seconds. I want to share a secret with you. Everything is determined in those first 6 seconds. When you scroll through Instagram, how many seconds do you need to decide whether to continue watching a clip? When you listen to a podcast, how long does it take you to decide if you'll keep listening? When you start a video, how long does it take to determine whether to continue watching? In a presentation, it's exactly the same, just 6 seconds. If someone can't make a decision in those 6 seconds, they won't be able to make one in a minute, and certainly not in 3. The story ends there. You must be skilled enough to engage the audience in those first 6 seconds, then make them stay for a minute, and eventually keep them interested for 3 minutes. You need to practice speaking engagingly in meetings. Make sure no one gets bored, that no one looks down at their phones or falls asleep. They should want you to continue speaking. In many meetings, I tell the participants, an hour has passed. How did that happen? Everyone is amazed at how time flew. It felt like just 5 minutes. Why? Because engagement during that hour is exceptionally high. We hold sessions for 4, 5, or even 6 hours, and while both sides sit together, it feels like only an hour has passed. You must learn this technique for a powerful presentation so that the participants remain engaged and invested. When we interview a candidate, we know within 30 seconds whether they are suitable for hiring or not. In the first 30 seconds, if the candidate talks for a minute without making an impact, we have already made our decision. You need to become so effective that you can make a judgment about the other person in those crucial moments. This is difficult. You need to be able to gauge someone's depth and determine whether they're truly beneficial or if they might give up halfway through. It's vital to make accurate judgments to avoid dismissals and ensure you keep the right people until the end. Now, let's move to the third stage of the presentation, where you will explain the common features of your products using specific methods such as showing catalogs or brochures that provide product samples. You might send samples, photos, or introductions of your work. These are common approaches, and I've already discussed how to present in previous episodes. Pay attention. Go back and listen to those files because I outlined a series of tasks for you. I said that a trader has a set of responsibilities and must be able to fulfill them. One of the most important responsibilities is the art of presentation. You need to keep the atmosphere alive and engaging during the negotiation. Don't let it turn cold. At the end of it all, you must be able to summarize effectively. This is where you inform them about the product's price, any discounts available, and how they can get in touch with you. Sometimes I see people in meetings saying, this is who I am and this is my contact number. What kind of presentation is that? It's the worst style of presenting. I personally hate this. I personally hate this hit and run type of presentation. Don't do that. It damages your brand and everyone can tell. Why? Because many people listen to Professor Talia's lectures and they know I'm guiding everyone on how to spot these types of dangerous people who take your money and disappear. Be careful. I'm teaching this to a large audience and you're out here using the same technique on these people. But they've already seen through you. You haven't learned properly. And then you wonder why no one buys from you. These individuals who attend the meetings are the future economic elites of the country. They're all educated and trained. You say, I've used this technique elsewhere and it worked. Why isn't it working here? Because everyone is here well-trained and influenced by Professor Talia. Selling to these people is challenging. And you won't be able to sell to them easily because they're now skilled negotiators. So, my dear students, learn and decide for yourself. Am I here to stay or to leave? If I want to stay, I should stay strong. Why stay weak? Why let others walk all over me? Why use cheap tactics? I'm so and so, this is my product and here's my contact number. What kind of presentation is that? I don't get it. If you see a trader presenting like this, it's clear that they haven't been trained and are headed for failure. And when I say failure, look up the meaning of a stroke in Google. It's a medical term that describes when the brain faces a disruption and blood flow is compromised. This person's presentation flow is disrupted, and soon enough, their sales and business will experience a stroke and die out. They'll never sell. So learn how to present properly. When someone says, I'm so-and-so, a product trader, here's my contact, they expect the response, sure, we've been buying to buy from you. No, we've learned from Professor Talia that if someone presents like that, they're just a hit-and-run operator. The professor has taught us everything behind the scenes. I've taken more than 90 lessons so far, perhaps passed over 100 courses. I've learned the world of business's knowledge, and you want to treat me like this? It's no longer a game of buying a product without knowing what's inside. I can easily tell what someone means when they say a particular phrase, and I know if they are here for a hit and run sale. The professor taught us that there is a process to a presentation. The first stage is the introduction. Talk and let us see if we like you and if you can attract us. Stage 2 is building a connection. Can we establish rapport with you? Stage 3, do we want a catalog from you? Stage 4, give us your price, your discount, and your contact information. Only then can we decide. You can't just come in and try to sell immediately. You see the situation as murky and think you can catch a fish. No, please. Anyone who sees a hit-and-run tactic should avoid working with such people. It's very clear. If you see someone who doesn't follow the proper stages of a presentation and just says, I'm so-and-so, a day trader, and here is my contact, no one should engage with them. Because a presentation has principles. So let's get into these principles. You might ask, what are these principles? Teach me, professor, and I'll implement them. The first principle is demonstrating your passion and enthusiasm for engaging with your audience. For those presenting for the first time, know for sure that I understand it's challenging. It really is hard. It brings stress. If anyone says, I did it without stress, it's likely because they've done it before and have prior experience. The first time you present yourself and introduce your work, it's tough. But after repeating and practicing it a few times, you gain the power to control your stress. You learn to manage it well, and now it's time to showcase a successful and enthusiastic connection in this presentation session. It's normal. I remember my first speech, there were 500 people in front of me, people at the age of our fathers, and I was supposed to give a speech in front of them. I was terrified, and it was terrifying for me. I spoke for 15 minutes, but I wish those 15 minutes would fly by like a single minute. It was scary, but with practice and repetition, I overcame it. Now I can hold 6 or 7 hour long sessions. So, my dear ones, you can also overcome these challenges with practice, repetition, and a good mentor. Strengthen yourselves, stay strong, and you'll see that all businesses in this world will be within your grasp. Now let's move on to the second principle, focusing on the needs of your audience. Pay attention. I keep emphasizing the word focus. You might say, Professor, I understand what focus means, but the meaning you derive from the word focus isn't what I intend. I've created a training video for you on Arad Branding website. Go to the School of Business and watch it to understand what I mean by focus. There, I have posted several videos to help you grasp the concept of focus. What does focus mean to me? Keep in mind that when you hear a word, you interpret it one way, but when I present the word, I have a different interpretation in mind. My interpretation should be the right one. Focus on the needs of your audience and customer. Always keep this at the back of your mind. What is the goal? I want to sell to my customer. Does this customer need my product? If not, are they interested in the profit margins with the product? How do you figure this out? By asking questions. I've taught you several questioning techniques in previous podcast sessions. Please go back and apply those techniques. Learn them and implement them. You'll see that customers will fall in love with you. The third principle is simplifying your presentation by focusing on the core message of your story. What is the message you want to convey in this negotiation? Have you come to simplify it or complicate it? This should be very important to you. It shouldn't be boring. It should be engaging. Speak simply. Speak briefly about a single topic. The fourth principle is to smile. One of my students always asks, Professor, why do you sometimes get angry during meetings even though we know it's intentional? And why do you sometimes smile? How can you execute both? It's a principle. I must be able to smile, to make eye contact with my audience, to get angry and even to cry if needed. I have to handle all of it, and these are techniques in negotiation. If you blend them with enjoyment, the negotiation becomes more engaging for your audience. That's why you lose track of time because you're completely engrossed and don't even notice the time passing. The fifth principle is having a strong start and a strong finish. And the sixth principle is storytelling, sharing captivating anecdotes where you end up being the hero and the winner of the story. I remember my first presentation. 500 managers from across the province were gathered, and I was supposed to present and sell educational robots. When the presentation ended, all 500 people came up to me, shook my hand, and said, "That was amazing. Thank you." Personally, I didn't feel it was great, but from their perspective, it was excellent. I had set a high bar for myself, and what I considered a weak presentation seemed excellent to them. Now imagine if I had reached my own excellent level. How would it have turned out? They came up, shook hands, and said they wanted to collaborate with me. The next day, we visited all the schools and signed contracts with all of them. It was amazing. We succeeded, we won, we sold a lot and made a lot of profit. So, you must learn how to tell a story or share an anecdote where you end up as the winner or hero of the story. Be mindful, if someone says, "I have bitter memories," it means the story ends on a sad note. This is not appealing to your audience who want to follow your lead, use you as a role model, and collaborate with you. Don't self-sabotage. So start with a strong and captivating introduction. Have complete mastery over your product. Focus on the needs of the customer. Use body language, presentation techniques, and vocal skills. Implement all of these simultaneously. Simplify your explanations. Have a few alternatives ready for presenting your product. All of this should be combined and applied together. Yes, you need to learn them, and I'm confident you'll do so. If you practice these properly, my dear students, and keep practicing them repeatedly, you'll see the results. These skills don't develop overnight. They come with practice. Write things down for yourself, break them down into sections, have a scenario in place, prepare your content in advance. I've even provided you with ready-made text. Go and get those texts from your advisors, the ones for the initial call and the thank you messages. Get them from your advisors and you'll see how beautifully everything falls into place. Pauses are really important. Words like and are things we should try to minimize. I do it too, but don't focus too much on it. When we're thinking, we tend to have these pauses naturally, so just try to reduce them. You'll notice it in others as well. For example, when someone says, "In my opinion," they stretched out the words. Try to eliminate this. When we discuss vocal techniques, I'll address this in more detail. Be punctual. Demonstrate through your presentation that you show up on time and respect the schedule. This is crucial. Sometimes we see people arriving late. Don't be that person. Keep your promises. If you've committed to a certain time, stick to it. Why should your clock be different from mine? This is a very important point. I hope you apply these tips. I've talked about what to include in your product presentations and what to say about your services in previous podcasts. I didn't go into detail about it here because I wanted to provide a general overview of how you should conduct your presentations. I wish you the best. Take care. May your day be filled with success.